Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about starting and scaling a tech startup. Let's dive in.
Sounds exciting. What's the first thing on the agenda for aspiring tech moguls?
Team, crucial. 2 to 4 co-founders, at least half engineers. Everyone needs about a year's worth of ramen money saved up. We're talking bare bones, not luxury apartments. And everyone has to be all in, meaning jobs quit.
So no brilliant idea needed up front, just a committed team?
Exactly. Ideas are great, but execution is key. Ideally, one co-founder has a seed of an idea, but brainstorming together is paramount for buy-in and shared ownership. It helps everyone become passionate and solve a problem as a unit.
Right. And speaking of problems, what kind of problems should startups focus on?
Problems you understand intimately. Something you or your team face regularly. Daily or weekly issues are easier to tackle than, say, buying a car every 7 years. Think Uber, transportation, a daily need versus a less frequent purchase.
Got it. So daily pain points. Then what about market research?
An hour of research to gauge the market size. Are there billions to be made? And critically, use your competitors' products. Get to know the landscape.
Makes sense. And the legal side of things.
Incorporating in the US, surprisingly simple. $250 and clerk.com, and boom, you're ready for American investors.
Wow, that easy? So, next up, the MVP?
Most viable product. Where many stumble. Get something, anything, into users' hands fast. 2 months max. Don't overthink it. Just launch.
So true. I've seen so many startups get bogged down in perfecting their product before even testing it. What about growth? That seems like the magic word in Silicon Valley.
Absolutely. Growth is king for investors. 3 main avenues. Ads, least favorite. Reference customers, great for B2B. And for consumer products, usage must equal sharing. Build sharing into the core product experience, not as an afterthought.
Sharing as a core function, not just a button. I like that. Now, PR, often a mystery for startups.
Don't waste money on PR firms, at least not early on. Treat PR like business development. Warm intros, follow-ups, building relationships. Offer reporters real news, not just fluff. Nurture those relationships. They're gold.
So, no need to break the bank on PR. Makes sense. Fundraising, that's the big one. Any tips?
The secret? Don't need money. Sounds counterintuitive, but investors flock to companies that aren't desperate. Keep expenses lean. Ramen noodles, remember? Bootstrap as much as possible. And when you do start fundraising, move fast. Schedule investor meetings back to back to create buzz and FOMO.
FOMO, the magic acronym. But say you're having trouble attracting investors.
Focus on growth. Are you growing? Are you talking to the press? Are you building momentum by talking to multiple investors simultaneously? And are you targeting investors who understand your problem? Maybe even customers who could become early investors. So that's it for now. Focus on growth. Are you growing? Are you talking to the press? Are you building momentum by talking to multiple investors simultaneously? And are you targeting investors who understand your problem? Maybe even customers who could become early investors.
Great advice. So final topic, operations. What are the key takeaways?
Don't overspend, period. Pay yourself less, get a cheap office. Know your expenses, review them monthly. Hiring, increase average talent with each hire. Be transparent with offers and hire slowly. You can achieve a lot with a small, dedicated team. Instagram sold for $1 billion with under 20 employees.
Amazing insights. Thanks for sharing this wealth of information. I think our listeners will find this incredibly valuable.
You're welcome. And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. Go build something amazing.
Goodbye.